You are the seed of a new breed. A new breed. A new kind of man. And that new kind of man is a resurrected man that God raised up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said a new kind of man is the kind of man that God raised up. And he cannot be contaminated. So I'm going to ask you again, do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? Do you know what you can do? Do you know what you have in you? Do you know what's on the inside of you? Anybody ever purchased maybe a new car, new automobile, and some of us may have, but I'm sure not everybody. But you purchase this new car, this new automobile. It got everything you can think of in it. And you look at that thing and say, what is that? And if you don't go read the manual, you can drive that thing for years and not know what it is. Now, not that I didn't read the manual, I read some of it to my Toyota. I read the manual, and because it has a 110 plug-in on the back of it where you plug in a cord and run to power to. So that kind of excited me, you know, and I went to investigate and find out about it. And I just read some of it, you know, especially in that era, you know, you can look up section and read it. And so that's what I did. But I had it, I think this coming January would be 3 years, okay? And I'm telling it for a reason. And okay, you know, most vehicles got a glove compartment. Then they have what we call ashtray. I don't know what they are now, but that's what we used to call them, ashtray. Then in my dually, you got an ashtray, you got a little compartment just above the ashtray with your slides and stuff in it. Are you with me? But I said, this thing don't have an ashtray. It had the glove compartment, it had another little compartment you could stick some stuff in it. Then it got another little compartment beneath the dash, just where your cup holders. You can stick some other stuff in it. I said, this thing don't have an ashtray. And the other day, I don't know what I was doing. I said, what is that? It's on the, you know, because ashtray is always on the right side of the American vehicle. And this thing over here on the left side, what is that? And I had almost 3 years now. I pulled up. I said, there's an ashtray. Do you know what you got?
All right.
Do you know what's in you? Do you know what you can do? If I talk about sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and so forth, I could strike up a good conversation. People could give me answers about who played where and who played with who and who did what, how many scores they made, how many yards was gained, how many. But you pick up the Bible. And some of them don't, some Christian, been a Christian for a long time, don't even know. There's 39 books in the Old Testament and 27 in the New. And then many don't even know when he started talking about the section of the Bible, divided up in sections. I know that was foreign language to some people. But I didn't know until I went to Rhema. didn't know what to, well, actually I did. I learned that when I was, someone else taught us that. I knew it because I actually knew that because he, but I did find out that the Bible, it does have five sections in the Old Testament, and it called, and it is said, the way you can remember it, and the way I learned to remember it, 5-12, 5-5-12. 5-12, 5-5-12. 5 history, 12, I mean 5 law, 12 history, poetry, major prophet, minor prophet. And then, those are some things we should know, but that won't help you. It'll help you study the Bible. But do you know who you are when it comes down to life? You need a miracle. You need your need met. The devil is messing with you. Do you know who you are? So I shall proceed. The miracle worker. Who?
The miracle worker.
Is in you. Say this, he's in me. You know when you're healing, this healing, the salvation, or should I say the healing that you need, you know, I used to kind of look up. I know you never did this, but I kind of look up, God is Jesus my healer. You know, you kind of look up because he's at the, right hand of the Father, and he's my healer. But you know where you ought to look? Can I talk to you? You know where you ought to look? Right there. Because he's in me. You know your prosperity. You know where your prosperity at? Know where your peace at? You look to somebody else to bring you peace. Somebody else to satisfy you. That's why marriage get in trouble because they trying to look to their mate to satisfy them. Right here. Do you know who's in you? That don't eliminate the marriage, the partner from not doing their part. I'm not saying that at all, but I'm saying this is where you get your peace at. Because sometimes you have some mates who won't do their part. What you gonna do then? Pull your hair out. I didn't pull mine out, it just came out. Do you know who's in you? Do you understand what you can do? So let me continue. So I stopped at this saying, we are the seed of the new breed, a new race of mankind. A race of new mankind. Listen, with God Almighty indwelling every fiber of our being. This is who Jesus was raised. This is who Jesus was raised from the dead. With God, listen, with God Almighty indwelling every fiber of his being. I don't know if you can put that up there, but I'm going to leave my notes and go to this. Let me get back there. Listen to this. I want to read this to you from the Amplified. And that's, go ahead and turn that with me. And that's Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 19. 3:19. Do you know who's in you?